are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, L.A. This is Ilona Europa, your host of Accent On, a radio show, very unusual radio show with a lot of people with an accent like mine. And today, this will be one of the special, very special show, because we have amazing three guests. And L.A. Talk Radio is the one of number one on the Google Internet radio station. And obvious, Accent On is happy to be part of L.A. Talk Radio. And I know my guests are also very excited to speak to all of our listeners today. I will say L.A.'s weather is amazing today. And again, it's Monday. Sometimes I'm waking up and saying, oh my gosh, seven more days, six more days, five more days. And today I just woke up and I said, this day will be amazing. And you feel this in the air, you know, and I knew because in a few hours, means right now for me, I will be talking to three of my favorite guests in the world. I will be announcing new segment on Accent On today for the first time. I will be talking to two amazing experts in the world of beauty, fashion, hair, makeup, makeover, and I will be having another guest who will be calling from Dubai. Dubai, although he's a Frenchman living in LA and practically living all around the world, but he will be talking to us about something that nobody can afford, a few of us, but I'm sure we would love to hear about creation of the most expensive jacket in the world. And I understand it will cost a lot of money, some few zeros, I think like six of them. Anyway, is this amazing? Can you imagine? Can you imagine just... imagine even have something like that on your body? I cannot imagine, but I'm sure I want to know more, and I would love to know more about this collection. Anyway, yes, what can I say? I met my two guests in very cute and sweet way. Maybe I will just officially announce that the beauty architect new segment on Accent On will be focusing on beauty, of course, and fashion, and hair, and makeup, and we will be talking to king, I don't know, prince of this segment, or maybe he wants to be called king, but I think the beauty architect is good enough, but Christian Isles, and he'll be calling from Texas. Any moment soon, we have like two more minutes, and I cannot imagine, you know, how much we'll be finding out every week, if he will be having time for us, or maybe every 2 weeks, depends. But yes, he's our new contributor, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to find out what is the new style for the spring when it comes to hairs. Long hair are in or out? I cannot also find out. If to, you know, putting some suntan really helps us, and how to remove this grease, and then you need to put some makeup on, is this something that hour later you'll be like, oh, putting on your fingers, say, yeah, I feel really not fresh. I know that Christian has some tricks that he will teach us, and maybe you know, who knows, the style. Maybe I will learn something. I'm just thinking that I need to change something about me. You know, for many years, I like to wear very unusual clothes. They're a little bit modern, a little bit rock and roll, a little bit ladylike. But I have no idea for myself anymore. And it's time for change. Time for change in my private life. Time for change, you know, in lot of different area in my life. And I have long hair. Maybe I need to cut them. Anyway, Christian, we would love you to call us, okay, when you are somewhere in Dallas. We are ready for you. Hello? Hello? Okay, Christian is not there here yet, but that's okay. We have something that maybe I could share with my listeners. Christian Isles' name is French. Our another guest calling from Dubai, Christophe, is also from French. Then I thought today what I will do. I will probably play some song that is inspired a little bit with the French, you know, lyrics. Then here it is. Je t'aime, mon amour, with Ilona Europa.
Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero surtout. Like every song that I've heard over and over again lives in my heart. Tell me again, I love you, mon amour, solo too familiar. I want to keep in my head, rewind forever the day I met you when my world collapsed under my feet. Make me believe you love me for the rest of your life. What is unreal passes us by. I want to stop the merry-go-round, time's running out for you and I have my dream. Stay with me. The days of our lives side by side, and night filled with love is all I want. The days of our lives side by side, and night only dream is all I want. Je t'aime, mon amour, I love you, yo te quiero.
Hello, is this Christian?
It is.
Oh my gosh, you know, I am so, so happy you are here with us because I was worrying that we will be having some problems with phones. But it looks like you are here and this is the most important. How are you, Christian?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. I had a really nice day. It was beautiful outside. And
late at night, yes.
I'm just excited about being on the show, so...
Okay, yeah. How will make this official and so, so gorgeous? I am so excited to have you on Accent on LA Talk Radio. You are my contributor. I would love you to be next to me and co-hosting many, many shows, and I hope this will happen one day. But officially, we are calling our segment The Beauty Architect with Christian Isles. Is this what you like?
That's perfectly fine. Yeah.
I just was thinking that you are my king when it comes to the beauty, or maybe you are my prince, you know, I know how, but I think the beauty...
Well, I'm not married, so you better just call me a prince right now.
Okay, prince is fine. Okay, then, you know, we have so much things to cover, and obviously I would love to a little bit introduce you of who people probably would like to know more about you. You are very known in the beauty world. You are a great artist, makeup artist, hair designer. Can I call you that?
Absolutely. That's been my love and my passion, you know, for the last 25 years.
I know that you are touching faces of many, many wonderful ladies and very amazing, amazing known people. And could you give us a few? Oh, we'll be sharing your names, but you know what? We have Michael Maroon. Yes, this is live radio. And we have Michael Maroon, on our next expert, beauty expert online. Then I would love to add him to conference. Uh-oh, did we lose him? Hello? Hello? Hello, Michael? Okay, maybe he will call us again. Anyway, yes, can you explain us? Your world is just magical. You can make somebody. I have still him. Okay, Michael Maroon, I'm adding you to our conference. And yes, it's a little hectic, but yes, we have amazing guests. Hello, Michael, are you here with us?
I am. Hello.
Oh my gosh, I am so, so happy. I have two amazing experts in the beauty world. I have Christian Isles with us, and I have Michael Maroon with us. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Ilona. How are you?
And obviously, you need to know that you can talk to Christian, of course, because he's
with... I'm so excited to be talking to Michael, finally. You know, I've always looked up to him as a, you know, because of his... work in the industry has been so amazing, you know, so it's really a treat for me to be able to speak to you today. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Christian. I think you're pretty amazing, too.
Okay. Okay, Michael, your name is the image maker. People call you the image maker, gentlemen. I know that beauty architect, this is what Christian is. And we need to find out the difference between both of you. I know that, Michael, you love to make over faces of beautiful people and every sizes, every age. And you have the special ways of doing that. I know that Christian is in the world of hairstyling, also makeup. And he likes to really sometimes even help people's souls to get better in time when he works on their beauty. And how you can both of you explain the difference between both of you? Christian, what do you think?
Well, I've always looked up to Michael. He kind of set the pace for hairdressers and makeup artists, and so I'm really kind of following his lead. You know, he's done such amazing work, you know, on such famous people as Oprah and Carol Burnett, who's one of my favorite people, where I credit my gift for gab, you know, mm-hmm. from Carol Burnett, but really, what I basically do is I do it basically is a checkup from the neck up, you know, and I just try to get people, you know, to take a look at themselves and get themselves the opportunity to create a new look and a new style for themselves, and not to get caught in a rut, you know.
Yeah.
To try something new and try to expand on, you know, making themselves feel better about themselves and look better, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. I think women easily get caught up in a rut. Most women, believe it or not, are not too confident about their looks and about what to do next. So consequently, people get lazy and they get in a habit of doing things the same way, and change is a little scary, not just for women, but for most people. But in terms of beauty, a lot of women are afraid to change, and I always say that change is one of the healthiest things you could do. I might be up there in age, but I have a really young mind.
Oh, my gosh. Both of you are gorgeous.
And I believe in change, and I think really young, and I try to instill that in others.
And I was just saying that I think for me it's a time for change. You know, I just want to do something and just start all over. I don't know if it is makeover overall my life need to get makeover, but you know, I know how I feel inside, and I am pretty happy human being with a little bit of sadness, but you know, I think the new me need to be stronger, need to be maybe more, I'm not saying aggressive, but the, you know, I know that both of you guys are doing magic and on so many wonderful faces. That Christian, please, let's start from you. Can you tell us, who did you work on what amazing faces you work on and gave them this something it before they went on cameras or for the photo shoot? Could you give us some wonderful names?
Well, what's wonderful about what Michael and I do is the fact that when we work on these stars and these celebrities, we're the last person they see before they go on stage.
Yes.
So it's not only about the hair, but it's also about creating you know, making them happy and excited and motivated to go out there and entertain. So, you know, it's a lot more than just hair.
Yes.
It's a lot more than just makeup. And we really have a personal relationship usually with the people that we're working on. And it's a friendship and it's a bond.
And trust.
And so, over the years, I've had the privilege to work on Jane Seymour, Jamie Lee Curtis, Colleagues Arise. I've, you know, worked on Heads of States and, you know, have done all sorts of things, you know, but nothing to compare with what Mr. Marin has done.
Well, I don't know about that, Christian. There's a lot of beautiful and interesting women in Dallas.
Okay, then Michael, I know that everybody who wants to know more about both of you can go straight to the Facebook to Accent On a radio show, and of course we will also give both of yours a website and information, but you know, we can find out more amazing people that both of you were changing, maybe their moods, maybe their image, maybe their faces, maybe their hair colors, and like you said, to trust, you need to trust somebody who just works on your face, and because if you don't like what you see in the mirror, this can really affect how you feel, you know, before your work. And I know from the list of amazing celebrities and stars and politicians, both of you are doing so, so great job. But, Michael, maybe you will give us a few names of people that you were working with in the past.
Well, you know, I don't like to necessarily name drop, but I've been fortunate to work with many stars, and I always say that my favorite celebrities are the ones, are the legendary stars, the Esther Williams, the Sid Charisse's, the June Allison's, people from the silver screen. I am like a little child when I meet people like that. I am in such awe of those legends. Lana Turner.
You are starstruck.
I have great, great memories of these amazing women.
And, you know, I would love to find out a little bit more about your journey to who you become and what you are working on right now. I know that you have a degree from UCLA, from the film and television, and then how from that you move to what you were doing for many, many years.
Oh, Alona, I have worn so many hats in my life. I always wanted to be a television director, so I majored in film and TV, and I ended up getting my master's in that, and after that I actually taught as a professor in that department at UCLA. And then I started working on actual TV shows, and one show in particular was a pilot called Sugar Time with Barbie Benton, of all people, you know, the Playboy Bunny?
Yeah.
Do you remember her? And I was actually in training to be an assistant director. And first the stage manager and then an assistant director. And so consequently, I was a production assistant. And I had all these hours to just kind of become friends with her and hang out in the makeup room. And since I was a painter since childhood, I literally became a professional artist at 12 years old. To me, watching makeup being applied was just easy as pie. And I went home and I practiced on my then girlfriend and some other women, because it was just like painting a portrait. This is also doing photography on the side, mind you. So this photographer became a photographer slash makeup artist.
Mm.
And years after that, I just considered it painting faces. It's like painting portraits.
Wow.
So everything was interrelated. I really taught myself from hanging out in the makeup rooms at the TV studios.
And then one day you were just, you were doing makeover on Oprah Winfrey Show and Oprah Winfrey Face. How does
that
happen?
I'm so grateful for that. I mean, I've been on Oprah 4 times, and that one time where I did makeup on her face, I was her solo guest for the entire hour. And
I remember that. I was watching. I remember.
Oh, you were?
Oh, I know your face. I know your personality. like I say, I'm the TV junkie then, you know. And I love Oprah Winfrey, of course, then.
I do, too. Yes. So she's affected so many lives, and including my own. And everything was a result, really, of my first book. My first book showed over 30 stars with and without makeup on. So I didn't know it would become the best-selling book of the entire decade, a makeup book of the entire decade. And that just changed my life. And I've always been fascinated by transformation. And what I do now is I try to, in my lectures and in my consultations with individuals as well as corporations, I try to instill in people to never try to be perfect, because there's no such thing.
Yes.
Besides, perfection is boring.
Boring, absolutely.
Right? Never try to look like somebody else is something I feel very strongly about. But I do believe that everybody is a piece of art, and everybody feels different every day, and they have a right to express themselves in any way they see fit with their makeup, their hair, their adornments, even cosmetic surgery. Whatever you want, whatever makes you feel better, I say go for it.
I love that. You know, yeah. And I love that people stop judging right now. If you see your girlfriend, you know, with, I don't want to say, just a little wrinkle, less wrinkle, you are happy for her, because you know that maybe one day that's, if you have more courage or more money, that's what you will do. But obviously we have a lot of cosmetics that sometimes you don't need to go so radical. You can just do some gorgeous things, you know, to your face. And I'm hoping, Christian, you will be advising us over and over, because you are also our expert on the beauty, and that's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on that. You know that when it comes to QVC, Michael, you are the god there too. You created amazing amount of cosmetics line that were very successful. Could you tell us what was your interest, and then we'll move to Christian, because I know I want some advice for the summer, for the, you know, for we need to do this. But I have both of you. I have both of amazing experts in the beauty world. And ladies, I know they want to hear over and over, and they want to get advice from you, and I know we'll be having more often both of you on our show, and I'm so excited. But QVC, I know you had a line of cosmetics. Is this still available? Can we just search, look? Or?
Well, actually, it's not, and that's another area where I'm so grateful to have been a part of. I was on QVC for 10 years, actually with 2 cosmetic lines, and they were groundbreaking, and I'm very proud of them, but it was time to move on. I'm going back to where I say I believe in change. I'm not saying I'm the cast of Friends who were that famous, where they just knew they had to go in different directions, but I do believe it's healthy for everybody to make a shift in their life.
I agree.
So I'm working on some other projects right now, which some I can't talk about. One involves a beauty-related television show that's in development, and some other things. Plus, I've been working on another beauty book, it seems like for ages, that is moving at a snail's pace.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, and both of you are so elegant, and, you know, you both are gentlemen and looking so gorgeously, and I just miss this well-put-together people on the street. Europe has maybe a little bit more of that. In America, really, it's hard to... Maybe New York has more of that. In L.A., we are so like, okay, it's easy, no shorts, and some, you know, shoes that are comfortable always and always because it's warm. I'm missing the class. I'm missing the beautiful makeup. I'm missing something that was 90s, 60s, 70s, you know, that when ladies just cared more about how they looked, not for the special occasion, for day-to-day outing, for the job, or even taking child to the school.
What's amazing, Alona, about most women is that most women, the reason why you see them with the same haircut and the same style year after year after year is because they keep the haircut and the style when they felt like they looked the prettiest.
Okay.
Very
and
true.
I have to I have to reiterate that to my clients all the time to get them to take a chance on it being right, you know, taking a chance on change, giving it the opportunity to be right before it's wrong.
I did not want to mention that I saw you with blonde hair. You are back to the dark hair right now. But I love that. I love that. I think to take a chance for the gentleman, from the man, you know, obviously you are in the industry, you can do whatever you want to do, and we are watching you and just enjoying. But, you know, did you feel differently when you had blonde color hair?
Well, you know, I did that exact same thing. I mean, I thought, well, you know, I've been preaching this for so many years, but I've never really gotten too far from
that was extreme.
You know, the one look that I've always had. So, you know, I took a chance and I had fun with it. But you know, I have certain friends that like the dark hair better, so I switched back. But I can always change back and you know, make it fun, make it exciting. So
well, Christian, we have to tell Ilona.
Yeah.
He nor I call it blonde hair. It's called platinum, right, Christian?
I love
Correct.
It. That's my dream color.
And he even asked me if I liked the platinum hair on him, and I did, actually. I think for one simple reason. It's very close to my color hair,
yes,
which is
nature.
Just old age silver.
You know what? You are a gorgeous man. Michael.
Your hair is striking. It's very striking. Yeah.
It's become my signature. There's really nothing I can do about it because I'm allergic to hair dyes.
We will be having...
The reason why Michael mentioned that it was not called blonde or whatever, is because we don't like it to turn yellow.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. It looks really good on you, Christian.
I see. I think we'll be having soon another gentleman who will be calling from Dubai, talking about also high-end fashion design clothes. Practically, I don't know how many people can purchase something like that. And this is like addition to amazing hairstyle, amazing makeup, amazing makeover. And then maybe once in a lifetime purchasing something that is very, very expensive that just will make you feel like you are the star or just special human being. And I do not know if both of you will have a time to stay with us online and just maybe listen to what Christophe has to say. And maybe we can ask him also some questions. But I don't know if both of you have time for that.
Well,
it's a pleasure for me.
Same here. Of course, I have the time, but is it going to be too many people, Ilona?
You know, we are in the edge of internet, amazing Skype, and I have.
Seems like a lot of cooks on one line.
Yeah, and then I have Ronan, Ronan is my very, very important brother from another mother, and he's an engineer. He will make this very, very easy. It will be trouble. Obviously, I will be disconnecting. You know, somebody, but I think we can manage this beauty. It's just mostly about a very unusual way that you both are bringing this exquisite part that woman needs so much. We need to feel good, not only woman, I'm saying, not only woman, but we need to feel beautiful, and both of you can make us happy, different, beautiful, change our mood, because what you do. Clothes have also this amazing, of course, effect on all of us, or most of us practically. That is very interesting. Okay, Michael, I really would like to know if somebody would like to get in touch with you, how can we find you?
Well, first of all, they could go to my website, michaelmaronbeauty.com, and or I'm on Facebook too, and if you tell me you heard me on this show, I don't have a fan page yet, which people are telling me to do, and I need to get that together. So in the meantime, my page is sort of part personal, part fan page, and they're welcome to request a friending with me on Facebook.
That's easy. Christian, you'll be with us a lot, I hope. And we will
I sure hope so.
Yes, and I know that you have so much things to say to us, and especially when it comes to... I want to ask you maybe one question today. What do you think? When it comes to haircut, long hair or short hair for spring?
Well, that's an open question. I mean, it depends on the person's facial structure. It depends on lots of things. So, but we can talk about hair trends, you know, for the younger generation. There's lots of pastel hair colors coming in, and a lot of redheads, kapow, that is big on the scene, and... one thing I don't like that you're seeing out there is the
ombre.
Yeah,
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah,
I just, you know, down here in Dallas, we just don't believe it. The hombre looks like he haven't had your hair done in a long time. So that's just kind of our philosophy down here in Dallas. So
yeah, I think it's a little cheesy. Is this right word? Is something there not expensive?
I think it has more to do with the fact that a lot of hairstylists don't know how to do it correctly.
That's right.
And there's a lot of different versions of the ombre, depending on whether you're going from dark to light or light to dark, or you're doing a really light color and you're putting a pastel color at the end. You know, it's there's a lot of room for error. And so I've just seen too many nightmares with the ombre. So I'm saying it's on the way out, but be looking for lots of red, all different versions of red. Be looking for pastels and hair colors in the younger generation. And let me see what else I got.
Yeah.
Side braids. I wrote down side braids. Side braids are big right now, and not necessarily completely, they're loose side braids. Are going to be very, very popular this summer.
And do you like the many different colors on one head? some ladies have every color practically, from the light, from the darkest, and to the very dark. And is this something that you think is cool? Or better, be gentle, more gentle, not so drastic in two different shades on your hair?
Are you talking about a hair color or hair cut?
Right now, I moved very fast to hair color because this is, to me, it's very important. I'm so sorry if I jump, but I was forming my thoughts. I love hair that have contrast. When I was in Europe, a lot of ladies, mm-hmm. had silver hair and really, really dark steel color, and looked really dramatic, but takes certain type of the face to look good in two colors on your hair, And
styles are a lot of ladies in their 50s and 60s have a tendency to get highlights and lowlights in their hair.
Yeah.
And they do that to kind of break up the line of demarcation so that when their gray hair starts growing in, they don't necessarily have to run in as quickly and get it touched up.
Okay.
And I always recommend for them to alternate and have their base color done maybe every 6 to 8 weeks, and then go in and have the full enchilada, have the one base color at their base done, and then do the highlights and the lowlights at the same time then. It's going to help save your hair from having, all the different types of product on it.
Yeah, it's a big art. It's a big art. I don't know. So many times when I was leaving the hairstylist hair, I thought that I wanted something else, and I was happy to see what was, on my hair, but wasn't mostly what I was thinking I would get. And sometimes, what do you think? Is this good to come with set mind? I have a set mind, that's what I want. Or is better to say, could you tell me to your hairdresser? Could you tell me, could you advise me? What do you think? Is this right for me? Is this the advice important part of, taking the time in a hairdresser salon?
I'll tell you that most people, when they come in, usually have set in their mind with the way they want their hair to be done. I'll be honest, I've lost a few clients here and there because, I really try to encourage them to try something new, and sometimes you have to be very, very careful so not to overstep, placing your opinion on them and letting them know what you feel is best for them.
Okay.
So I ask a lot of questions how much time do you really, really spend on your hair in the morning? How much time are you willing to spend on your hair in the morning? Do you have a blow dryer? Do you have a tip on the end of your blow dryer? Do you use round brushes? So I asked a lot of questions, and a lot of people they want a really, really good haircut, and they want a haircut that they can just let air dry, especially men. Men just want to get out of the shower, get a haircut, shake their head with a towel, and move on. Maybe put a little pomade in it, but, guys are very low maintenance, and they just want a really good haircut.
You're right. And Michael, when it comes to maybe makeup, what do you think? What is right for us when we wake up in the morning and our face is a little tired because we didn't sleep 8 hours, how we supposed to, special ladies, we are tired. What is the easiest way to just go to the bathroom, see your face in the mirror, and just start from?
Concealer.
Concealer.
concealer is one of the most important pieces of makeup a woman can have, because I'm not a big believer in a lot of makeup, believe it or not. I love when a woman looks natural and fresh-faced at any age. And right now, with new technology, our formulations in cosmetics have gotten so much better. And there are sheer versions of foundations, there are tinted moisturizers, there are liquid bronzers, there are powder bronzers, but even concealer has gotten better. And with concealer, you can, you know, pat it on those dark circles under the eyes if you have any, or on any discoloration around the face. And if you just learn how to blend real quickly with your fingertips, there's no need to even have foundation. So you could even out your skin tone with that, a little mascara, lip gloss,
I like
and you're good
that.
To go.
Okay, then I'm doing something wrong, and I do not, I'm so sorry.
Well, there's no right or wrong. Some people just look better with a foundation, depending on the texture of their skin and what they need. Everybody's different, but in general, there's a way to lighten up, especially as you age. Now, that doesn't mean you have to lighten up on definition. Because as a woman ages, a woman actually needs more definition.
Yeah.
So eyeshadow, eyeliner, it's pretty important. You don't want to look washed out. And may I make a comment and tell me, Christian, if you agree with this. There are a lot of rules, but also a lot of rules that are meant to be broken, pertaining to hair as well. For instance, you've heard the rule, as you get older, cut your hair shorter and lighten it.
Right.
Well, that doesn't apply to everybody. There's some women I know who over-lighten, and all that really does is wash them out. There's not enough contrast between their skin tone and their hair. So there's this fine line. If you want to look younger, don't let every hairdresser convince you that you have to go so light or have so many highlights where it doesn't have that youthful brunette look that you had. Or if you're a woman of color, you can still carry off dark hair. There's no need to have to abide by all these rules. And in makeup, just remember, you need the definition, but don't overdo it. And the one rule that I usually do abide by is if you're going to go stronger bright on your lips, soften your eye makeup. Or if you're going to go with a heavier eye makeup or a smokier eye, independent of your age, soften your lip color. If you
true.
Go harsh on both, it's usually too much.
Yes.
What's your take on like nude lips? Because it drives me crazy to see so many people just doing the real very, very light lipstick when I really would like them to kind of explore and you know, do something a little bit brighter.
Well, again, it depends on the age of the woman, the shape of the lips, and how much eye makeup she's going to wear.
What about red? I love red, but even when I am a little bit on the blondish side, sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, in certain days, the red looks beautiful on me, and sometimes just doesn't. And I do not know if it is a shade, and I have a few of them. The coral seems like the prettiest, but yeah, it's a dangerous color to put on your lips, I think.
Well, a lot of women feel it's dangerous to the point where a large majority of women say, I can't wear red lipstick. And in actuality, and I've written articles about this, every woman can wear red lipstick. It depends on the shade of red, the coolness and the warmness, and how dark or light it is. Okay. So you could take a bright red lipstick and mute it with some brown, just by blending some brown in it. You can tone it down. If you have a lot of cool tone in your skin, make sure that it's more of a blue red than a yellow red.
Wow. That's
you have to experiment, but every woman could wear red lipstick. And if you finally have the courage to wear a brighter red lipstick than you ever thought you could, soften your eye makeup.
Okay.
Just make sure that the lips are if they're going to be strong, soften the eye makeup.
Both of you.
I only see the red lipstick when someone wears something very bright red. That's the only time I ever see that.
And that's not right. The whole matchy-matchy is something I never like.
you know, like maybe a 1950s look, you know, style,
oh.
that kind of thing. It's the only time I ever see it anymore, but I
oh,
love
are
it.
You kidding? Red is fabulous.
It's
and red
fabulous.
Is, in,
yeah.
is trending. It's definitely in trend again. It's on trend.
Yeah.
I
love red. I really, really think, my dear gentlemen, we need to do something that nobody did yet before, and we need to maybe develop something. That's my dream, that ladies do not have 50 different lipsticks in purse. I want one lipstick that looks like lipstick, not like compact. I want something that has four different lipsticks in one, okay, that I can, like, you know, screw it up one, then turn down, that has, you know, all these three colors or four colors that we can match. You know, like
in one tube.
Yes, it could be no. If we can do like three lipsticks next to each other, and they're on a one base, you know, that you can really pull up color whatever you feel, and
yeah,
you can
that's what I'm saying.
Them.
You're saying in one container.
Oh, that would be magic for me, because I almost am looking for another lipstick. You know, oh, where is my lipstick? And obviously, every bag mm-hmm. of ladies is messy, always messy. We always organize every week, but still is messy. And if comes when comes the same to the makeup. Christian, both of you need to start working together. I swear to God, we need to do
it's
something
a great
about
idea.
This. And when you kept the same, you know, we have so many compacts, but they are, like, for whatever reason, not what? Right. We need to.
Do you want me to give you a little hint of something that probably you don't do, that a lot of ladies probably don't do? Is you need to just go get one of those containers that has like four little slots, and for all those tubes of lipstick that you think that you're through with.
Yeah.
Don't throw them out. What you need to do is take a little bitty spatula, a little thing, little pin type thing, and scoop the rest of that lipstick out of that and put it in that container. And then what you can do is you can turn around and you can custom blend your own lipstick out there, you know, in your purse.
Well, you know what, Christian? It's because you're in the beauty business that you think the way I think. But most women don't think this way.
No, we won't buy
Ilona
some.
Knows that yes. she can get a compact filled with lipstick colors.
Yeah.
But
right.
women still want a tube of lipstick. They just do.
Yes.
They don't want to fuss. They don't even want the lip brush. They just want to put it
all.
On their mouth. Am I right?
Absolutely. I never use. And of course, and I'm on TV and I'm on the radio. And no. And I always love these beautiful brushes. And here when I go to Sephora, oh, it's like, oh my gosh, it's heaven. But really, I don't care about that. I want something that is cool, beautiful. It's got mirror that is obvious. You need to magnify.
Yeah, the mirror is a good thing. But I'll tell you, you will get a better application if you did it our way, using a palette
yes.
and a lip brush. You'll have a better looking,
and you can mix
your
them.
Makeup
and
will look better
color.
On your lips.
Absolutely,
and you can
color.
Mix. But I love your idea of
I
this
like
multicolored lipstick tube. You know, I was one of the first people on QVC who came out with a dual lipstick.
Oh.
At least two. It wasn't four, but it was two. And one half of the lipstick was a highlighting shade, and the other was the true color. So after you put the lipstick
yes.
on, you highlight the center of your lower lip with the lighter, more shimmery shade.
That's
and it
gorgeous.
Really was a great... You like that, don't you?
Absolutely. I love it. And
it
you
was
can
a big
take,
seller.
Yeah. Hello. And takes you from morning till night, you know? You can just really make yourself...
That's exactly right. That was another feature I used to bring out, that if you just want to lighten the shade, use the lighter side or use more of the lighter side than the darker side.
And Christian, I have a really, really also idea for you, and hopefully people will like my idea, and you too, and both of you. We need something in my purse that is for my hair. I don't want spray. I want something that is cool, not messy. But you know, when my hair are flat, you know, it's little rainy or little dumpy weather or something, I want my hair instant poof. Something that, you know, feels fresh. I have nothing like that in my purse. I don't even know where to look for it. Big tubes do not work. All this.
Well, one thing that I might want to mention is the new type of shampoo that's a spray shampoo is something that you're starting to see a lot of celebrity hairstyles come out with in a product line is that you can just flip your head over and you can spray it, and it's actually dry
a volumizer
shampoo.
It's a little bit of a volumizer.
Yeah, but yeah, this is something that you do before you leave home. I'm thinking what I can have in my purse then when I need to have a nice picture or just go to the party after school. I drop my children, you know, and then I need to go to my girlfriend for a little coffee. I know my hair is like not how I left house 5 hours before.
Well, that's what he's saying. You can have it in your purse.
You
it's
can?
A spray.
Oh, is it spray?
The little volumizing hairspray. It's not hairspray. It's a volumizer, and
it's a dry shampoo. It's a spray.
And it's about the size of a little bitty, teeny, mini can.
I love it.
It's really nicely in your purse. You can just go to the ladies' room, flip your head over, and spray it.
Right.
You know, in like 6 key areas on your head, and flip your head back, and you'll be shocked about how much volume has been thrown back into it. So you need to look into that.
I think it's time for some names dropping, and we need to maybe do it in the next, our shows at times, because I think all ladies would love to know. This type of advice are very good, but I want to know what brand I can buy. And if you know which one is great, which one is the tiny that I have, and then I flip my hair down, and then I spray on me, and then I look like $1 million, I want to know now.
I can tell you one right now. It's called Be the Product. My good friend Brendan Martinez is in Los Angeles, and he has a volumizing dry shampoo spray.
Could you repeat again?
It's called Be the Product, and his name is Brendan Martinez, and he's a celebrity stylist in L.A. I'm sure that Michael has a number of probably suggestions. I'm not sure if his makeup lines or anything like that. I just don't know.
And you know, Michael, I have another idea for you. And I think I mentioned in my message for you, I think you need to open a school for the ladies who want to get makeover. You know, you want to, we are going for yogas, we are going for stuff like that, you know, to make ourselves pretty. We are learning how to cook, but nobody really gives us this time of the day and just bring maybe 20 or maybe 40 beautiful ladies first. This will be great time to know a lot of ladies and have new friendships going on. And then bring Christian, who will be talking about hair and cutting hair. And then I will be talking, and I will use everything, of course, what both of you are saying, and I'll be singing. Oh, I forgot, I'm a singer. But you know what? We need that. I'm not even joking. I don't know if something like that exists, that people can just gather, ladies or guys can just gather and come to one beautiful place once a month or once in 2 months, depends, and just, you know, learn and see how makeovers can be done. Why not? Where is this place
It is a lot of fun, and I'm sure Christian has done it. We've done a lot of those. I used to do these beauty cruises, you know, on cruise ships, too. Oh. And that's sort of what you want, I think, in your city.
No,
you,
I want to know place. I want a place.
A place, right,
it could be in mall. Could be place. Why? We have crazy stores that nobody enters to. Why we cannot have one place? We have nail salon. Why we cannot have place that I can, you know, just say
right,
I want my makeover and please can
full
I...
Full makeover, yeah.
Yeah, and not just, or even school for makeover.
Well, I would adore working with Michael if I ever had that opportunity. It'll be a dream come true because I have so much to learn from him, so...
Oh, we have something to learn from both of you. Trust me. And I'm so happy to have my experts with me. And it's just very, very exciting. I just, in a way, give up on Dubai today because I think our conversation got so, so just wonderful. And
you mean we're not going over to the guy in Dubai?
Yes, looks like we have only 2 minutes before show is over. And I just couldn't. I just couldn't say, I think we'll...
I want to know about the most expensive jacket in the world.
Yes, and I'm sure next week we'll be having Christophe with
week.
Us. And I will... Maybe we all can be on the phone again and tune in, and we just can call in and just ask him these questions. I do not know. This is Dubai. I think it's 5 in the morning there, and we just try to contact, and we have trouble with Skype. Then hopefully everything is okay, and Christophe is... maybe sleeping soundly, but I don't think so. But anyway, I would love to ask him the same question, the $1 million jacket with diamonds and, you know, some type of security devices that nobody can touch even from the big distance.
I want to know who's going to buy it.
I think, you know, he's in Dubai right now. What do you think?
That's what I want to know. I mean, it's a bit excessive, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I think this is so private, exclusive collection. And I saw just website is just amazing. We can learn more on a Facebook, on Accent on Facebook, of course, and just check the beautiful jacket and find out more about this whole collection. But I want Christophe to talk to us about that. And I know he is back in LA and I'll be having him in a studio live. Then this is even more exciting. And all of us can... for sure, Michael, you can be here and maybe Christian will fly and we can just find out. This is like really unusual things that he wants to put on a market. Very unusual.
I love you guys.
I know we are almost finished with our show for today and I don't know how to say how much I am happy. Today is one of the most wonderful show for me and Accent On is so proud to have a new segment about beauty and fashion also and hairstyle and we will call our segment the Beauty Architect, yes, with Christian Isles and we'll be having you a lot on our show and Michael Maron, please tell us that you'll be talking to us more often because Christian and I, we are just addicted to what you are saying.
Well, I love you, Ilona, and if it wasn't for Christian, I would not have met you. You're just a delight. I love, you have a spirit about you. I love the music you write. I like the song you use for the opening of the show.
Yay.
It is just so catchy and wonderful. You're a very talented person, but mostly you come from a place of love, and I really, really enjoy speaking with you, and I'm so glad I got to know you.
I love you guys. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful day, and I hope our ladies just listen to our show. We can always listen on iTunes, download from LA Talk Radio website, Accent On, Channel 1, and just find us on Facebook also.
And yeah, and by the way, Christian, tell them how to spell your last name because people never get mine right. Mine's M-A-R-O-N, not I-N. And Christian,
and mine is
yours
I-L-E-S.
Is I-L-E-S.
No, it's I-L-E-S. It's actually French. And,
yes. Oh.
You know, I look French, my name's French, and then I open my mouth and I ruin it. It's just how it is. My last name is actually French. It's I-L-E-S. I
thought there was an S first. Okay, I'm glad I asked you.
Thank you.
Yes. Jackson, so.
Thank you so much. We have CBS Radio coming right after with the news, and I know we'll be talking more and more. Summer and spring is in front of us. Then, oh my gosh, we need all advices that we can get about beauty and hair and makeup and makeovers. And I love you guys, and you both are the best. And thank you so much for today.
Thank you, Ilona.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.